Though we've already mentioned several barriers to members assessing inpatient behavioral health care services, we feel that those shared here bear repeating. We know that these barriers have the ability to strongly influence outcomes toward the negative. To reduce the power of these barriers, we encourage you and your department to take a proactive stance in developing the protocols that will help protect the member in need of support, members serving in supportive roles, and the organization as a whole. Do not wait until you are directly faced with a high-stakes situation in which a member is in crisis to determine what is expected or what resources are available. Instead, do your homework now. Reach out to other organizations and find out what they have done to support their members in times of critical need. Ask for examples of standard operating procedures and guidelines. And then be willing to have the necessary conversations among your BHAP team members and leadership to determine how they can be adapted to meet the needs of members and organizations best. Develop protocols that provide protections for those members who are brave enough to seek help, providing them assurance in writing that they will be supported and their jobs will be protected, increases the likelihood they will consider help if they need it. Partner with facilities in neighboring counties or cities so that your members can receive inpatient treatment at locations other than those they transport to. Discuss confidentiality procedures with these facilities, and if there is a possibility of providing care to an anonymous first responder. Run your BHAP team and other supporting members through realistic training scenarios where they must respond to a member in critical need. Furthermore, brainstorm more ideas about how to overcome the barriers to care that you and your behavioral health access team have discovered. Considering what to do in the event a member needs inpatient behavioral health services is imperative. However, equally important is determining what the organization and supporting members can do after the member in need of support has discharged from the inpatient stay. Post-discharge is a highly vulnerable time for many individuals. As mentioned previously, the goal of inpatient services is often just to stabilize the immediate crisis. Inpatient stays or hospitalizations, even extended ones, may be too brief in nature to fully address all the underlying concerns that contributed to the crisis occurring. Upon discharge, members may be facing scary, confusing, unfamiliar, or simply stressful circumstances, such as trying to coordinate outpatient mental health treatment, adjusting to new medications, or dealing with unresolved stressors that have only intensified their absence. Thus, we must again be proactive in identifying the ways and means by which we will continue to provide support to members once they leave inpatient services and to attempt to integrate back into their normal life and work routines. Post-discharge support is likely to be the most effective if it is comprehensive in nature. Or in other words, it can be helpful for support to come from multiple sources within the organization. One potential resource is peer support. Peer support is already an incredible, valuable tool that leverages the strengths of shared experience to foster connection. Even if the peer support member cannot relate to participating in inpatient services before, they can likely relate to the reasons contributing to the other member doing so. As such, they can serve a crucial role in mentoring that member and making them feel validated and heard. Peer support members can also aid the member in coordinating post-discharge care and requirements to return to work. They can serve as a liaison between the member and the department until the member is capable of navigating this relationship on their own again. And this leads us to the next element of post-discharge that is incredibly important, a return to work plan. Here is another aspect where being proactive is essential to the effective support of your members. BHAP teams should work to develop and formally establish policies to aid members in their transition back to work. This may include considering ways to gradually stair-step the member back into their typical role. It may also include processes for getting the member connected to an already vetted and culturally competent outpatient mental health care provider. Lastly, don't forget to keep perspective. Imagine yourself in the place of the member facing the challenges of post-discharge. Think about how stressful it may be and all the changes they may face in addition to everything else. What would it feel like to be in their shoes? Approach the member with empathy and remember that experiencing a temporary mental health crisis is not a reflection of weakness or incompetence. keep the member involved and informed. They deserve it, and they will provide you valuable insight. On a closing note, we emphasize that continuity of care is critical. In this, we must also clarify the term care is used here in a broad way that encompasses not only mental health services provided by mental health professionals on an inpatient or outpatient basis, but equally so by you and the organization. Members who feel supported by their fellow team members, leadership, community members, families, and others are more likely to experience positive mental health outcomes. Thus, we encourage BHAP teams to consider how they can increase their outreach and reinforce support networks at all possible levels. In addition to formal aspects of care, like a care plan that outlines the next steps for treatment or a return to work plan that aids transition following inpatient discharge, it is also imperative that we informally follow up with members too. Follow-up should be thorough, frequent, and sincere. Approach from a place of empathy and compassion. Though members may benefit from a space in which they can openly discuss their mental health concerns, they don't need to be coddled or reminded constantly that the areas of their well-being they need to work on. Overall, the organization has an opportunity to provide needed support and normalize mental well-being and mental health care at all levels for all members. Doing so will save lives. Thank you for reviewing this module. Please see the below resources for additional information on the included topics. End of module.